Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by our friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And our weekly talk with our friend Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. Jillian, how are things going over there?
Things are going. We are still responding to this dang COVID-19 thing. It just keeps happening, but we are moving right along in our community. Things are going pretty well with very steady numbers of new cases coming in, a very low percent positivity. We're just still trying to encourage people to keep doing all of those good preventative actions that we've been talking about since March.
Absolutely. And stay informed by going to the Berrien County Health Department's website, bchdmi.org, as well as following you on social media. That's where I found a lot of great information for us to talk about today. And one of the biggest things as we talk about public health and just being, you know, physically healthy, there's another big thing that is attributed to a lot of the stuff going on that we need to be mindful of, and that is our mental health, because with isolation, with different age groups, you know, whether it be the elderly that aren't able to see their family when they're in a nursing home, or kids going off to college is another aspect of isolation, because many of them, I know family members of mine, that they're going off to college, but not really. They're going and doing virtual classes. So not being around a lot of people can cause a lot of mental health issues, right?
It sure can. We know that people are struggling with their mental health this year more than ever. There are just so many stressors that we are all dealing with. Regardless of your situation, being part of a global pandemic is a stressor in and of itself. And layered on top of, you know, job situations, schooling with kids, not being able to see your friends and family, keep up with all of your normal routines, all of that takes its toll on people's mental health. Anxiety and depression are very common things that we are seeing right now. The good news is the state of Michigan does have some really great free mental health resources that are available for Michiganders that we want to make sure everybody knows about. You can find all of this by going to michigan.gov/staywell. And this is where their hub for all of these mental health resources are. But first and foremost, you know, they do have a hotline that is available. It is kind of a peer warm line, if you will, where you can have a conversation with a Stay Well counselor, somebody who's available 24/7. It's confidential. It's free. If you're feeling like you don't have anyone else to turn to, you can call this line and have a conversation and explain what you're going through and get some resources, get some help. In addition, you know, there is a really cool app that's been available for a couple of years now called Headspace, and it's pretty popular. It has a lot of really great exercises for meditation and improving sleep, you know, even doing some movement, you know, stretching, that sort of thing that can actually really have a lot of help with reducing stress and anxiety. That Headspace app or web service is available for free for all Michiganders. Normally, it's a paid service. So you can get a link to that Headspace web service through the michigan.gov/staywell website also. But, you know, the really important thing is if you are experiencing emotional stress, anxiety, depression, or if someone that you know might be going through some of those things, you know, don't hesitate to reach out for yourself. And please don't hesitate to have a conversation with your loved ones, whether it's a friend, a coworker, a family member. Someone that you know that is just off, might be going through some tough things in their life, make sure that you are having that reach out, extend your hand, and make sure that they know about the resources that are available to them too. Sometimes all it takes is one caring person to have a genuine conversation and let you know, hey, I care about you, and I want to make sure that you are getting the help that you need. Here are some resources that are available. That's sometimes all it takes. You know, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month.
Right.
So it's a great time to just be reminded of the fact that people sometimes don't have another place to turn. So you can be that person in other people's lives.
Yeah, and you're certainly not alone, because a lot of people experiencing stress and anxiety. So definitely having that conversation with your peers is very important. Another thing that I saw that I think when we talked last week, this was happening, is that some things are now reopening. Some things that have not been open for quite some time. Some of the big ones are including gyms and pools. And so let's talk about that. Also, some of the stuff that isn't or isn't it closed? Is it or isn't it closed when it comes to bowling alleys and movie theaters? But first off, when it comes to gyms, gyms are open now?
They are. They are able to reopen with a whole lot of health and safety requirements that are put on them to make sure any people go into the gym are staying safe while they're there. And this includes a lot of the same things that workplaces also have to have in place. So a preparedness safety plan, first and foremost. A lot of regular cleaning and disinfecting of gym equipment and, different apparatuses that are there. One notable thing that is required for any gym goers is wearing a mask, a face covering, the entire time that you're there. So even throughout the time that you are exercising, and I know a lot of people are balking at this and saying, what, how am I supposed to, get my workout on when I'm wearing a mask? There have been a lot of studies done that show your oxygen levels are able to be just fine for what you need, even if you are, running on a treadmill. They've run tests with this. So it's feasible. It's possible. Is it the most comfortable thing? Is it what we're used to? No. But again, this is all in an effort to make sure that we are keeping the community transmission levels that we're experiencing as low as possible. So again, with pools, there's also restrictions on the amount of people that can be there in the pool, on the pool deck, or swimming in the pool. No, you don't have to wear a mask while you're swimming. I know a lot of people have asked,
Right.
Do I have to wear one while I'm swimming? No, you don't. But you do need to, the pools are definitely limiting their capacity about the numbers of people that can be present.
Yeah, you don't need to run that marathon on the treadmill. You can cut down a little bit on your cardio because you have to accommodate for wearing the mask. So I think everybody would be okay with that. But if there are gyms that maybe are still in the process of reopening, maybe not open just yet because they want to make sure everything is good to go when it comes to regulations and things that they need to do. Is there resources through the health department to kind of help them out?
There are a lot of resources available through the state of Michigan, through the MyOSHA department. This is part of the Department of Labor. It's Occupational Safety and Health Administration is what MyOSHA stands for. They have a really, really cool new ambassador program that they've launched. And this is all in an effort to, provide that extra technical assistance to any businesses that are still coming online. So right now their focus is definitely on fitness centers, on gyms, on pools. And they've got some specific materials put together as well as this program where, ambassadors, people can actually visit those businesses across the state to offer that extra education and support and be there and kind of go through your plan and see your site and make sure that you're following everything that you need to be following. So there's a lot of information available if you are a business owner, gym owner, if you know somebody that's still trying to get their business up and running. You can go to michigan.gov/COVID workplace safety and find all the details there.
Now, another a couple aspects of other businesses that have been closed for quite some time are bowling alleys and movie theaters. Now, I've seen some bowling alleys say, hey, we're going to be reopening very, very soon. But what does the latest executive order exactly say when it comes to things like bowling alleys?
Yeah, let's clear that up, because indoor theaters, cinemas, performance venues are still closed. Mm-hmm. As are, any sort of other public accommodation or amusement sort of park. So a bingo hall, for example, any recreational sort of facility are still closed. Now, bowling alleys, roller rinks, and ice rinks can be open, but only for the sole purpose of serving as a venue for organized sports.
Okay.
So we know that some organized sports at the high school or professional level are able to come back online and start again, but there are a lot of guidelines put around that as well. So bowling alleys can be open for league night, ice rinks can be open for hockey, but not for, a birthday party.
Okay. And movie theaters, where are we at on that?
Still closed with movie theaters, okay. Which is a bummer. I know. I was hoping that maybe we could get there, but as long as we are keeping on doing what we need to be doing by keeping our community transmission levels of COVID-19 as low as possible. We will get there eventually. We're just not quite there yet. So, you know, everybody is excited about the things that are able to come back online, and we're ever slowly making progress. And if you remember back to, you know, April or May, when we were talking about when are things going to come back online, when we were kind of in the midst of the stay home, stay safe order, we talked about a lot of this as a dimmer switch and not a light switch. We're still in that dimmer switch, folks. We're still kind of very slowly turning those lights back on. Sometimes some of the executive orders feel like you move a little bit quicker than others, but it's definitely still that dimmer switch, and we need to keep that in mind, you know, as we're continuing to bring things back to a somewhat normal state here for us in Michigan.
Now, we got a couple minutes left. I wanted to talk real quick, briefly, about the organized sports that are back. Football is back, and then some other things are back, but there's some caveats to that and some things that the players and also spectators need to be mindful of, right?
Yeah, there sure are. There still are limits on the numbers of people that can gather in the audience. You know, outdoors, our limits for our gatherings are still 100 people or less. So that means that each athlete who might be, you know, participating in a game really has to limit the amount of guests that they're able to have. And additionally, athletes that are participating in an indoor sport while they're on the field of play, they have to be wearing a mask as well, except for swimming. Obviously, that's one sport that's kind of exempt from that. But, you know, the sports organizers have to be ensuring that athletes are complying with the mask requirement, really trying to keep up with the social distancing. So it is important to note that, you know, what's in the executive order and how that actually works out, you know, for each sport or each team, a lot of those details are still being worked out. The Michigan High School Sports Association is still seeking some clarity on what that's going to mean for our high school athletes. So we're still kind of figuring some of those finer details out. But what is in the executive order says that, yes, organized sports can resume, competitive athletic activity can go ahead and keep going, but there are a lot of those health and safety guidelines that we see in every other sector of our society right now are definitely in place for our athletes as well.
Jillian, a lot of great stuff that we talked about. Where is the best place to find a lot of great information through the health department?
Our website is a fantastic place to start. That's bchdmi.org. You can tab over to the coronavirus section under our resources, and there's everything you need to know from a business employer to testing to cases and data to executive order information, mental health resources, everything that we covered today. You can find it all on our website as well. And then another resource that is available is our Facebook and Instagram pages. If you're on social media, like us, follow us there. We do update every single day. So there's something for everyone, you know, in that news feed. And then lastly, if you really just like to talk to somebody in person, give our hotline a call. We're still staffing that Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that number is 1-800-815-5485.
Wonderful. Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.